Hey girl, hey. Hope all is well. It's Tiffany Noel, and thank you for stopping by my podcast. Thank you for clicking on my YouTube channel. Welcome, welcome. All is welcome here. I did a recap video. Just touching bases with my soul travelogue, our journey, because I'm on this journey with you. And what I did was I recapped on all of the tools I've provided to you along this journey of self-love and healing. And I forgot to talk about music. And it's so important that we understand how beneficial music is in our lives and how much it plays a role too. Okay. Now, go back and listen to that video on the effects of music, please and thank you, and you're welcome. Music is the neurological reactions to harmonic vibrations, period. Neurological reactions mean your brain responds to the harmonic vibrations that the sounds give off. Okay, hertz frequencies. We're all little electrons walking around here on this earth that we are extensions of. It all plays a part. We are a frequency. We are on different frequencies. We listen to frequencies. It's a lot going on, guys. So listen. I want you to understand that when you listen to music without lyrics, those are the sounds that really work on your brain and your subconscious. So be mindful of the hertz that you're listening to. Be mindful. And when you listen to songs with lyrics, be mindful of those lyrics. Subconsciously, you're holding on to those words. I'm telling you. That's why it's not good to constantly listen to negative music. And I'm not going to say rap. I'm just going to say negative music, because all negative music is not a rap song. Okay? It's not good to listen to sad music all the time. It's not good to listen to, you know what I mean? When I listen to music, I listen to music to lift me up, to put me in a better mood, or to keep me in a better mood. So I don't want to hear a song that's saying anything negative, because subconsciously I'm agree with it. I'm agree with it. I'm gonna be singing a song. You know what I'm saying? The hook and the whole nine. So I don't want to listen to that type of music. So I don't. And it's just that simple. You want to listen. Always want to be uplifting and educating yourself, and you can do that with music. It's different hertz that you can listen to. The solfeggio. I always say this wrong. Solfeggio frequencies. It's nine of them. And those frequencies, it's just repeating patterns of six codes. Okay? And these codes do program your subconscious mind. That's why the hertz are different. The nine frequencies are, and the hertz, these are hertz that I'm reading off to you. So for the solfeggio frequencies, the first one is 174 hertz, which pretty much helps with deep healing. 285 hertz, again healing. 396 hertz, negative blockages removed. It increases inner peace. 417 hertz, 528 hertz, 639 hertz, 741, 852 and 963 hertz. They all replace negative thoughts with positive ones. They're all great for nervousness and anxiety. But Google them, because Google is my friend. That's how I found this information, guys. Okay? You can Google it, read more into it. There's a lot of information to go into it. Get yourself familiar with the solfeggio frequencies. Okay? Again, I listen to a lot of a lot of music without words. So I can listen to this type of music all day long. I can listen to meditation music all day long. And for those who are not familiar, it's like meditation music. Okay? And as you know, they have different types. It's not just sounds. Sometimes they have the singing bowls. They have flutes, a soft flute playing, water running in the background. Like, it's all kinds of different sounds that you can listen to on different frequencies. And depending on what you're going through in life, because like I stated, they have different healing properties. Some for deep healing, some for removing blockages, some for promoting inner peace. And look up the different frequencies for what's going on in your life. It may be a specific frequency you could be listening to throughout the day while you're sleeping. Just let it play. And you'll be amazed at how it subconsciously affects your mind. You'll be doing things or making decisions that you normally wouldn't. That's how you know the effects of it. That's why you have to be mindful as to what it is you're ingesting, not just food-wise, but it's information-wise. As far as media, you know, social media, everything is on there. Good, the bad, and the ugly is on there. So you have to be mindful of what you're taking in on a regular. You're going to see negative things. That's just life. But do you always run to the negative stuff? That's something to look at. If it's positive, do you scroll by it or do you stop and read it? Or do you skim through it? If it's negative, do you sit there and study it? Do you focus it? Do you look for more? That's something to think about, okay? Why is the negative thing drawing your attention? Why are you so quick to find out what the bad stuff is versus what the good stuff is? You know? Like I said, I can listen to meditative music all day long. I could be working out, listening to meditative music. I've done it. On my walks, meditative music. I might listen to a specific hertz, or I might listen to a binaural beat. Now, a binaural beat, before I move on to that, outside of the solfeggio frequencies, because there's 9 of them, those are not the only frequencies of music. It's a whole lot. 963-432, and I think it's a 528. Those are very popular. 963 is very popular. Very popular hertz. YouTube, guys. YouTube is my friend. You're listening to me on my YouTube channel. I am on YouTube a lot. This is what prompted me to start this channel. I had this channel before I started my podcast. So YouTube, you would look up frequencies, consciousness, meditative music, things like that to find the types of music that I'm talking about. And when you click on one, of course, it's going to lead you on to others. And you'll just scroll underneath the one that you clicked on and you'll see more to click on. And then again, do your own research. Pick your favorite number. Put a combination of numbers together and look it up and see if it's a hertz for that. And see what that hertz does for you. Will it help you out? You never know. I have seen some hertz that are like 2 digits. So I don't think they're all 3 digits long. Maybe some 2 digits. I don't think there's any 1-digit ones, but I'm not an expert. But there are some 2-digit numbers. So like I stated, I give you these tools to assist you along your journey. You do all the in-depth research that you want until you find the information that you are looking for that will assist you, okay? I listen to them all. 963-432-528-639-396. I listen to them all, and they're just different beats. Like right now, I'm listening to 963. Let me turn this one up. I don't know if you can hear it. It right there. That's it right here. This is a 963 hertz. And I'll have this on. I could be cleaning my bathroom, brushing my teeth, washing my face, doing my routine, playing with the baby, recording this video. It's just like the noise in the background. Like, you got to have your TV on when you're doing something, even though you're not watching it. Play some meditative music instead. Because you're not watching the TV, you're just listening to it. Think about it. So play some meditative music instead. Seriously. It doesn't have to be a specific hertz. Like I said, it could be a binaural beat. Now, binaural beats are just two different hertz playing at the same time. It's an auditory phenomenon that occurs when listening to two different frequencies at once. When sustained for a length of time, brainwave activity can be altered because, again, you're listening to two different hertz at this time. If you listen to them long enough, it can alter some of your brain waves, some of your brain activities, aka your thoughts. Okay? And some binaural beats may increase or hold back different brain functions. So again, just be mindful of what it is you're listening to before you listen to it. As with everything, be mindful of what you're ingesting and consuming into your temple. Okay? This body is your temple. And if you treat it as such, it'll be good to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't even bother me. Let me turn this down some. Like, it doesn't even bother me. And then, so while I was looking these up, the differences with solfeggio frequencies and binaural beats, which really isn't no difference. It's just binaural beats, like I said, it's two frequencies running at the same time. Just like the frequencies, you would look them up and see what the meanings are, the numbers are. With binaural beats, is two different frequencies running together. So you would look up a binaural beat for stress, headache, pain relief, things like that. Just like with the hertz, you look up a number, 963. Does it help with pain relief? Does it help with healing? Does it help with removing blockages? You know, what hertz should I listen to help me with clarity, with brain focus? I'd probably take it to 963 because that's like the opens or awakens the pineal gland, which is your mind's eye, your third eye. So, you know, you know how to research stuff, guys. You know, you'll research what it is that you're looking for. Tell Google what you're looking for, and it'll present it to you. Just know that everything is not for everybody. No, it's not. I know we're talking about music, and everybody listens to music, and you are correct about that. But listening to specific frequencies may not vibe with you. You may not feel nothing from it, or it may rub you the wrong way. So I would say before listening to binaural beats, if you're listening for a reason, pain relief, healing, things like that, you're listening with intention, I would say start with the solfeggio frequencies, one at a time. Pay attention to which one really speaks to you. That might be the one that you want to meditate under. Okay, that might be the one you want to let play in the background while you're doing things around the house. Drive and listen to it. Your window's up. Listen to that. You know, I've not fell asleep listening to these beats. Like I said, I'll be up and moving around, so I don't think there's one that's going to make you sleepy. So it's okay to drive and listen to these types of sounds. Okay, but if you find yourself getting sleepy, please turn it off while driving. You want to be safe and smart, guys. But yeah, just be mindful that some of these frequencies may rub you the wrong way, and don't think nothing more into it. It's just not the one for you, or you may not need it right now. Okay. Later on in life, it may be the perfect frequency for you. So keep that in mind. Look at everything from every angle. But, music is healing. It is therapeutic. A lot of therapists use music in their sessions now. So, it just depends on what you're going through and the type of person you are. Would you welcome music into a healing session, into a therapist session? I would, if I were you. You know, every little bit helps. So, just remember, guys, when you're listening to music, yes, it's entertainment as well. But take a break from always entertaining yourself and educating and uplift yourself sometimes. It's not going to kill you. Trust me, it's not. If you don't want to do it during the day, do it at night. Play these hertz, these different frequencies while you sleep. Put it on at night and lay down. You know? And then the more you do that, the more you start doing it throughout the day. I play them at night when I wake up. The first thing I do is I play a couple of them. I listen to some maybe while I'm meditating, of course. Maybe while I'm exercising. I let them keep rolling when I start exercising. So, it like everything else, you'll find a way to work it into your schedule. If you want, it's not mandatory. Again, it's just another tool that you can incorporate on this journey that may assist you or someone else. Okay? But I happen to love music. So I know there is great benefits to that. It helps you get through a lot of things, especially things that you don't want to talk to other people about. A great song can really change your spirits about a situation, guys. So keep that in mind. Don't be afraid to venture out and listen to different genres, different artists. Don't worry about where they're from or their nationality. Listen to the lyrics. If the title calls you, play it. Listen to the lyrics. There might be something in there that you'd be like, oh, okay, I found a lot of songs that way, just clicking on something because I like the way the artist's name sounds or the title of the song is or the artwork of the cover of the, of, you know, how they show a song that you can click on it. It might have some nice artwork or a clip of the video. If I like the way that look, I'll click on it. If I like the title, I'll click on it, listen to it, listen to the lyrics, you know, explore music. If you always listen to rap music, pick a day or just a couple of hours out of each day where you listen to a different genre. If for 1 hour, listen to a different genre of music, it'll blow your mind. It opens your mind. When you explore and do different things, it keeps your mind wandering and wanting more new stuff. Instead of you doing the same repeated things that you can do in your sleep now because you've been doing it all your life. When you start to explore and research stuff, thirsty for knowledge, your mind is going to make you keep going. Keep going. Yeah, you find a lot of interesting things. You'll find out stuff about yourself you didn't know as well along that way, along that journey. So don't be afraid, guys, to get to know yourself. That's what we're doing on this journey. Exploring. We're exploring all of our insides while we're walking around out here. Right? This music is so relaxing. I'm just sitting here chilling. I'm trying to keep going, but this music's so relaxing, guys. I think I'm going to end it here. Yep, but look up some hurts, you know, look up some hurts, look up the spiritual meaning of the hurts, so you know where you're going, make sure you're going in the right direction. So we have solfeggio frequencies, there are 9 of them, and we have binaural beats, there are hundreds of them. The lo-fi mixes I be listening to sometimes in the background, I'll put it in the description, those are considered binaural beats, more than one hertz playing. Okay, songs, music, all songs are considered binaural beats, because it's more than one hertz playing at the same time, alright? So keep it positive so you can stay cute. All right. And I want you guys to know I love you. I do these recordings from the bottom of my heart because I really want you to understand that the best version of you is in there. You just got to pull her out. She might be tired, but she in there and she ready to mingle. So you just, you know, keep working on you, girl. Keep working on you. Keep going forward and keep working on you. It'll work out. You'll see small changes. You'll see big changes, but you'll see changes. And that's the most important thing. You seeing the change. When other people start to see the change, then you know it's working. And that's your confirmation. But until then, you keep going. Because if you see the change, that's good. That's good. It may take a while for people to recognize your accomplishments, and that's okay. That's fine. They see it, though. Pat yourself on the back. Remember to recognize your accomplishments. Celebrate the small wins, because it all adds up. Until we speak again, be well.